Iambic Audiobooks presents Nannie Behaving Badly by Judy Jarvie. Read by Leanne Howlett. Chapter 1. Why couldn't she have chosen some other cafe owner to torture? Lyle Sutherland scanned his cafe counter, noting all the items that had been switched during his absence. The milk and sugar dispensers had moved, the cutlery store too. Even his prestige coffee machines had leapt 3 meters to the left. To make matters worse, the new waitress on the coffee counter was sporting a dark rebel-style haircut with megawatt blue flashes. Lyle strode forward to confront his new employee as frustration flared inside. But a cafe regular, Mr. McTavish, snagged his jacket sleeve. McTavish grinned as his mustache twitched with loaded excitement.
"Lyle, great to see you back. Maddie's your greatest asset. Wherever did you find her?
Fast, great with customers. I've never earned so many loyalty points in a week."
"Great to hear it. We aim to please."
Lyle faked a smile. He reserved judgment in spite of the man's hype, mostly because of the pair of perky bunny ears on new girl Maddie's head. The flirty tartan mini-kilt that skimmed long, stocking-clad legs was equally distracting. They hadn't even met yet, and already Lyle sensed issues in their immediate future. McTavish fiddled with his napkin.
"Yesterday she did first aid on a customer. Quick thinking, smart. If she's a temp, you should make her stay. That all-American charm is sure to attract new customers."
Lyle stifled a grimace. Excusing himself, he chastised his own lack of foresight for not instilling firmer boundaries in Jim, his manager. Maddie looked up as the coffee queue dispersed. Her ice-blue eyes and dark impossibility factor lashes bolted him to the spot.
"Hi, I'm Maddie Adams. You must be Mr. Sutherland. Jim told me to expect you today."
She had a smooth U.S. accent that teased his interest. The gloss, natural lips, and white teeth were pin-up girl perfect. Just a shame about the horror movie hair. "Call me Lyle. Whoever's been moving the counter around is going to be busy. I didn't approve any refurbishments, and I don't intend to sanction them now." Lyle raised a brow as he closed in. He opted for fast pedal-to-floor response. No point installing gears here.
"Jim and I figured the previous layout was impractical."
Maddie surveyed the counter with narrowed eyes. She said it like a tetchy-head chef explaining basic kitchen routines. Lyle sighed deeply. He'd had a nightmare airplane journey beside a talkaholic stranger. Now his world was under sniper attack by the newest member of his staff. "Since when wasn't owner agreement required prior to taking action?" He watched Mayhem Maddie place a hand, complete with electric blue nails, on a slim but curvy hip.
"Since I was told to hit the ground running, sir, simple, safe streamlining was the intention."
Lyle didn't reply. Instead, he pondered those jiggling rabbit ears. "I'm just letting you know I have concerns about your changes." Having his cafe layout switched around felt like returning to his precious newborn, only to find the babysitter had renovated the nursery. With garish blue accents. Not good. His open-air ice cafe aspired to be coffee house heaven, a fantasy snowscape in Edinburgh's festive period's winter garden, along with majestic ice rink and skyline views. Only now his kingdom had crumbled without consent. Lyle bayoneted her gaze. "Why the ears?" The glimmer of a smile tugged at Maddie's lips. "Good, aren't they?"
"Is this another crazy idea?"
Maddie raised her eyes.
"For Happy Bunny Happy Hour. Customers love it, and a stall holder wants to give us handmade chocolate rabbits to sell for charity. It's really taking off."
Lyle bit down on his tongue. He knew her type well. Instant gratification all the way. Great for the fun times, but life at slow pace wouldn't suit. He'd weathered a patience wrecker hurricane woman before. Now his storm wall was fixed and fortified,
This wayward waitress wouldn't be running wild here. Nothing's set without my agreement. No more changes, okay?
Sorry if I've crossed the line.
Now you're clear. I have mountains of work to handle. Excuse me. Lyle retrieved his cell phone as Maddie walked away to load her tray in the courtyard. He noticed there was no rabbit bobtail, but her curves were explosive without it. The bunny girl needed urgent caging, then shipping back to Hefner, pronto.
There was definitely something dark brewing with the boss, and it wasn't just his signature coffee, or the dark hint of shadow on Lyle Sutherland's sexy but stubborn jutting jawline. Capital T for trouble. Maddie Adams removed her rabbit ears and listened to the boss's staccato bark down his cell phone. Like a tank commander in warfare mode, it lessened the impact of those looks. As an American who'd lived in the Scottish capital for nearly 8 years, this was one of the grumpiest introductions she'd ever experienced. Her Scots neighbors were famous for their welcome. Lyle Sutherland bucked that trend with honors. Part of her wanted to fight her corner, yet she figured that would just cause a yell fest and risk her losing another job. Her boss removed his exquisitely tailored jacket, then rattled cupboard doors searching for his files, a chest-thumping gorilla impression designed to spook all adversaries. Maddie didn't want a zoo feud or to lose another job. Sacked after 3 days would be a new personal record low, even for her. Lyle?
Those critical gray eyes that had nailed her at first glance stared into hers and zapped right through her bones. It caused her heartbeat to zoom inside her rib cage. What is it, Maddie?
I'd like to explain. I'm dependable. I work hard. I've catering experience from my uncle's trattoria. I did some barista work in Boston in my teens, so give me a chance to rise to your marker. I didn't mean to overstep any lines.
Making mistakes through changes costs me time and money. I don't have either to spare, especially time. No, but he definitely had good looks by the tanker load. From his slate-gray eyes to his military-crop-styled hair, he reminded her of a gladiator, and the thought of Lyle in a toga was highly appealing. Why was it that some Scotsmen were just born to wear skirts? Maybe in retrospect she had been a bit too enthusiastic with her improvements, but Jim had been clear from day one. Take the reins, hit the ground running. I'm tied up with the new cafe we're launching. The boss is juggling a million things. You've got experience, so go for it, Maddie. Sadly, Lyle didn't seem to share his manager's faith or enthusiasm. She was making a habit of upsetting men lately. Her father, then her ex, two men with a tendency for high-handed control, and neither of them would ever have looked that good in Roman sandals and a skirt. Not like Lyle. Not even with spray tans. Maddie tried not to think about the boss dressed up as a Roman god.
This is a great place, and I'm grateful for the chance, Mr. Sutherland.
A fresh start was imperative, but more importantly, the income and a good reference were crucial. She'd walked out of her previous job at the worst time possible. Now she was getting into trouble again. She'd merely tried to use some savvy from prior experience, only now she regretted the hasty moves, almost as much as she hated her new hairstyle. The highlights were supposed to have been subtle. Instead, they were a neon nightmare. From the moment she'd seen the ice cafe, she'd been smitten. A snowscape mixed with a New York club, funky rubber furnishings, artisan frosted glass, crystal chandeliers. It was like sampling coffee in the Snow Queen's palace. Only this palace had a fiery Scots dragon, too. Lyle Sutherland. He rubbed his chin, then scanned her counter-improvements again. From now on, you run things past me before implementing them. No going crazy without clearance. Got that? Her tone was chastened when she answered.
I'll move things back again.
Leave it. There's been enough mayhem for one day. And call me Lyle. I'm one of the team. Lyle laid down the books he'd been assessing. I take it you're a Rhombus Recruitment Agency temp?"
She nodded. "My best friend runs the agency."
"Friendship brings preferential job tip-offs?"
Mattie bristled at the inference. Cashing in on favors through a friend's business was both insulting and wrong.
"I was the best candidate. Paula said you'd okayed my application."
"We'll have to see how things go," Lyle concluded, his expression noncommittal. "Don't go changing your resume yet, or altering anything else."
Mattie's gaze latched onto the man who had just walked in. Immediate concern flashed as recognition dawned. Rob Brewster, the scathing reviewer from the city's evening paper. Fight-or-flight reflexes jangled as she surveyed the critic from hell who'd slated her uncle's trattoria because of a novice waiter.
"I'm sensing trouble ahead," she said, never taking her eyes off the man on the far side of the cafe.
"Let's shelve the grumbles for later. They'd just have to rally together here and present the perfect vibe, then everything would be okay. Brewster would see just how good the ice cafe was, provided they played things carefully." But Lyle was too riled to step down from his wild high horse yet. His Highland warrior seemed to be out on full display.
"I don't encourage system changes or haphazard hunches or altering the uniform or ignoring the core values of the brand. Ice cafe and a rabbit theme won't work."
"Quiet," Mattie urged. One rogue criticism and the cafe's reputation would be fried.
"Calm down. Keep things light. If you don't, you could regret it."
Lyle Wolf watched her.
"What did you say?"
Panic buzzed in Mattie's veins. A Lyle Sutherland ego avalanche would cause carnage here. But how did you stop a juggernaut boss about to implode?
"Shh, please. Don't argue. It's important."
Lyle merely walked up and glared like a pit bull terrier giving attitude to an upstart kitten.
"This won't work," she whispered. "There's a man here you need to be wary of."
Mattie pushed both hands against Lyle's chest, forcing him back a step. Shock rage greeted the move as awareness skittered and zapped her fingers. Wow, what a chest. What a man.
"Threats about your boyfriend now?"
His eyes accused her. His scornful look told her he was getting it all wrong.
"No, you're mistaken," she refuted.
"And you're fired. You're not just a control freak, you're crazy." He grasped her wrists, multiplying chills as she pushed again and steered him away, shaking her head because things were getting out of hand.
"No, Lyle, listen."
He probably didn't deserve her to intervene. Mattie knew she should most likely be walking out letting him suffer Rob Brewster's scathing barbs alone. Just desserts for the boss from hell. But somehow she couldn't. Mattie needed this job and didn't want to see him look a fool, falling into a looming trap. She'd already been on the receiving end of a similar situation and wouldn't wish it on anyone. The way it made you want to curl up inside, unable to see past it or move on.
"I'm sacking you before you detonate my sanity," Lyle stated.
She pressed her hands more firmly against his chest. Like marble blended with granite, it played havoc with her hormones. Just thinking about the muscle beneath her fingers made neurons jump and react. Her knees felt different, liquefied, and her pulse was speeding circuits. It was a shame about this misunderstanding blip because under the grumpiness she sensed an impressive, driven man, one with a sexy Scottish accent, which caused the tiny hairs on her arms to raise, and a body that made her hormones go crazy. A guy intent on achieving his dreams. One who just needed to lighten up and open himself to new ideas. Mattie adopted her most serious, pleading expression.
"There's someone important here, and I can't explain now. But you have to trust me and stop raging. This is too important to let you go and mess it all up."
With a burst of strength, she forced him further back into the stockroom doorway. As strong as he was, she figured she'd upended him with her bravado, and he wasn't sure how to respond to her physical assertiveness. At least something was going in her favor. Lyle's eyes glared gray fury. "Trust you? No way. Get your coat, you're going. Permanently." His cynicism sliced her efforts dead, so Maddie did the only thing she could think of under the circumstances. She ignored the shocked expression on Lyle Sutherland's face as his eyes widened to question her sanity. Instead, she pushed him further into the stockroom with both trembling hands, her heart hammering. She'd been sacked, but the cafe still needed to be saved.
"Sorry, boss, you leave me no other option."
Maddie slammed the door, locked it, and pocketed the key. Employer crisis averted. Next task, the hard-to-please but influential food critic. With a deep breath for courage, she forced a smile and strode out to serve him.